From Hollywood, Instant Postum brings you the new Beulah Show, starring Amanda Randolph as...
Beulah, a gal who's made of sugar and spice and everything nice. But what she wants most is a wedding with rice.
Yes, from Hollywood, it's a new Beulah Show brought to you, transcribed by good-tasting Instant Postum.
Love that postum!
When you stay up late on purpose for a party, TV, or movie, that's fun. But when you're staying up late just because you can't get to sleep, that's not good at all. If you suffer from sleeplessness, nervousness, and irritability, caffeine may be to blame. For the caffeine contained in coffee and tea is a drug, a stimulant that acts on brain and central nervous system. Of course, many people can drink coffee and tea without harmful effect. But others, perhaps you, cannot and should not. What's the answer to the caffeine problem? Instant Postum, the completely caffeine-free beverage with a vigorous, grain-rich flavor. Switch to Instant Postum. Drink it instead of coffee and tea, then judge for yourself. See if you aren't sleeping, feeling, yes, looking better. Oh, and say, Instant Postum is a wonderful grown-up drink for the children. They love it. That's Instant Postum at your grocer's. As we look in on the Henderson household this cheerful Monday morning, we find our good friend Beulah busily engaged in the kitchen.
Right, Mr. Jacobs. Excuse me, please. That noise is either my friend Oreo or it's Tarzan hollering for his mate. I'm coming, Oreo. Don't blow out your bridge work. Never heard anything like you.
Oh, morning, honey.
Oreo. How many times have I asked you not to yell at me?
I don't know, honey. I thought you was keeping score.
Well, this is the last time I'm going to ask you. Please don't holler at me that way.
I can't help it, Beulah. It's the only way I know how to holler.
Come on in, you sweet young lady. I'll give you 8 to 5. You're none of the three.
Well, honey, my clock stopped, and I just came over to ask you what time it is.
Oh, my goodness, it's after 8 o'clock already. I better go wake Mr. Harry or he'll be late to the office. He must have slept right through his alarm.
Ah, those alarm clocks. I don't know why people depend on those things. I never do.
Then how do you get up on time?
Oh, it's very simple.
Yeah?
Yeah, if I want to get up at 7 in the morning, then when I go to bed at night, I just keep repeating to myself, Oreo, get up at 7 o'clock. Oreo, get up at 7 o'clock. Oreo, get up at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. But does that system always work?
Ah, certainly. And all the times I've been doing it, it failed only once.
What happened?
During the night, I fell asleep.
Oreo, I got some news for you.
Oh?
You're still asleep.
Oh, we got to sleep much too late last night, Harry. We should have left Stanley and Eudora's much earlier than we did.
Sure. Listen, Mrs. Henderson, if you will recall, I was all set to start saying goodnight at 12:30. We could have been out of there half an hour earlier if you hadn't gone to put on your hat, you know.
All right, now, let's just not start that. You know what happened.
Yeah, I know.
What happened, Miss Alice?
Well, I went up the bedroom to get my hat, and Lucille Martin was there. And she was trying on all the hats on the bed, and she insisted I try them on, too.
Oh, did you find one you liked?
Matter of fact, I didn't.
Just like a woman. By the time she got around to trying her own on, she didn't like it either. She came home bareheaded.
Well, what was the occasion of the party, Miss Alice? A birthday?
No, just a room warming.
Room warming?
Uh-huh. Stanley and Eudora just built a new rumpus room.
Oh, Beulah, you ought to see that. Quite a thing.
Say, Harry, incidentally, do you remember last night on the way home we discussed the possibility of adding a rumpus room to our house?
Yeah, sure do. Be great, all right, if we could afford it.
Well, certainly won't cost anything to get an estimate, dear.
No, I don't.
Oh, excuse me, folks. That sounds like my boyfriend out back.
Oh, yeah, sure, Beulah. We could just have him come out, give us an idea of what it'll be to build.
It's Bill, baby, your clinging vine in the garden of love.
Well, come on in, vine, and cling to me.
Hey, baby. Is that the aromatic aroma of freshly fried flapjacks proven by proboscis?
Well, if you mean, is that the familiar fragrance of palpitating pancakes beating at your beak? The answer is yes.
My poor little stomach is so empty.
Your poor little stomach may be empty, but it sure is putting up a big front.
Well, I'm just a big man, honey, and I eat lots of food, especially today.
What's so special about today?
Well, I promised some of those poor veterans over at Quonsetville that I'd come out there and fix a few of the houses that's in such bad shape.
Quonsetville?
Yeah.
Oh, that's that veterans housing project where the chisel and bit construction company swindle all those poor GIs, ain't it, Bill?
Yeah, those poor boys sure got stuck, too.
Oh.
I was looking at one of those horse houses this morning, and it sure is a mess. Every time you slam the door, the windows fly open.
And they shouldn't slam the doors.
Well, they have to. That's the only way they can turn the water on.
That's a crying shame.
It sure is.
Well, there ought to be plenty of work in Quonsetville for you, Bill.
Yeah, lots of little odds and ends, but I won't make any money on account I'm not going to charge the GIs anything.
Bill?
Huh?
You're just the most lovable, most generous, most wonderful man in the whole world.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, baby. But I'm glad you did.
Hello, Beulah. Mrs. Henderson there?
No, she is, Mr. Harry. She took Donnie down to buy some new shoes again.
Oh, I see. Well, I just phoned to say that I called a contractor, and he should be there any minute now. So when he comes, Beulah, let him look over the house, and he'll leave an estimate for me.
Oh, you mean about building the rumpus room?
Yeah, that's right. And I'll be home for dinner around 6. So you tell Mrs. Henderson
Excuse me, Mr. Harry, but there's somebody at the front door.
Oh, good. That must be the contractor. Bye, Beulah.
Bye, Mr. Harry. I'm coming. Too bad I didn't think about getting that job for Bill. I'm sure he could do it all right.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm Mr. Bibble from the Chisel and Bit Construction Company. I was told to...
Oh, yes, Mr. Bibble. I was... Did you say the Chisel and Bit Construction Company?
That's right.
The same company that built Quonsetville?
The same. Builders of fine homes for over 35 months.
Do come in, Mr. Bibble.
Thank you. Yeah, quite a nice place you have here.
Oh, brother, am I going to lose the contract for this guy.
I beg your pardon?
Well, I said my mother just baked a wonderful pie.
That's very interesting. Is Mrs. Henderson home?
No, sir. She's out shopping for a new yacht.
A new yacht?
Uh-huh. The old one got wet.
I had no idea the Hendersons were so well off.
Well off? They're loaded.
Interesting.
The more you soak them for a rumpus room, the more they'll like it.
Well, that's strange. When I spoke with Mr. Henderson on the phone this morning, he said he wanted a very inexpensive rumpus room.
He does. Oh, I'm sure he won't go a penny higher than $50,000.
$50,000?
Maybe 65 with wall-to-wall carpeting.
Well, I may have to revise my figures somewhat.
Please do.
Yeah, now, let's see. Mr. Henderson has said he wanted the room next to the den.
Oh, yes, sir. That's right over here, Mr. Bibble.
Hey, you know, from just looking at this modest little home, one wouldn't think Mr. Henderson was so wealthy.
One wouldn't, unless one knew as much about one as this one happens to know about that one.
Yes. Now then, I think that if we knock out this wall over here and extend the room out to the garage, that'll about do it. Now, that'll be,
245 square.
I think we can do the job for about $3,500.
Chicken feed. Oh, come now, Mr. Bibble. You can do better than that.
Well, 4,000, but that's a big margin of profit.
Only 4,000?
Still chicken feed.
If 4,500?
Chicken feed.
If 5,750?
That is undoubtedly the silliest thing I ever heard of in my life.
Don't get upset.
But this guy just come around.
Your blood pressure.
Well, I know, but Alice, really, this is ridiculous. Honest. Ridiculous. $14,000 to build one rumpus room.
Of course it's ridiculous. I'll grant you that. But it serves you right for calling in those crooks, the chisel and bit people. Why, that scandal with all those poor veterans
over
there...
Hey, wait a minute. Is that the same outfit that's being sued over those vets' homes?
Well, sure.
It sure is, Mr. Harry.
Well, I'll be... Well, I feel like a dope.
You sure?
But I still would like to get an estimate on a rumpus room from some reliable firm. Say, Alice, who'd Stanley say did his place for him?
Mr. Harry.
Yeah?
How about asking my boyfriend to build it for you? He could use the job, and he'll sure work cheap enough.
Bill, huh?
Harry, that's an idea. Let's ask Bill to drop in tomorrow and give us an estimate.
All right. Sure, why not? Well, Beulah, do you think Bill could find time to come in tomorrow?
Well, I don't think so, Mr. Harry. Not tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's his busy day.
Wednesday, maybe?
Oh, Wednesday's even busier. We better play it safe, and you just sit right where you are. Just give me 10 seconds, and I'll haul him right in here from the kitchen.
If you've already had your after-dinner coffee, you may have let yourself in for a sleepless night. For the facts show that while many people can take coffee or tea without harm, others cannot take caffeine without suffering from sleeplessness, nervousness, and digestive upsets and other disorders that make up what we call coffee nerves. And if Mr. Coffee Nerves has been bothering you, then a switch to good-tasting Instant Postum will fix you up fast.
That Instant Postum, it lets you sleep, sleep, sleep. And switching to Instant Postum from coffee to our tea, the way Mr. Henson did, well, it makes a difference just like night and day.
Yes, Beulah's right. A switch to Instant Postum can make a grand difference in the way you feel, the way you sleep. Get Instant Postum at your grocer's. Say goodbye to Mr. Coffee Nerves. Then you'll be able to say good night and mean it.
I'm sorry, baby. You go back and tell the folks I can't come in there and make them no estimate on a rumpus room.
Oh, but why, Bill? You need the work, don't you?
Sure I need it, but I can't take the job.
And why can't you?
Well, if you must know, I never built anything bigger than a doghouse in all my life.
Oh, no!
You know, America's three favorite hot mealtime drinks are coffee, tea, and Postum. Yes, good-tasting Instant Postum, the caffeine-free beverage, is a favorite with millions of folks all over the country. That's why wherever you go, you can always order Instant Postum. It's available everywhere, even in trains and planes. Chances are your caffeine-free Instant Postum will come to you in a special, individual aluminum pack. You've been listening to The Beulah Show, brought to you transcribed from Hollywood by delicious Instant Postum. The part of Harry Henderson is played by Hugh Studebaker, Alice Henderson by Mary Jane Croft, Bill by Ernest Whitman, Oreo by Ruby Dandridge, Mr. Bibble by Frank Nelson, and Beulah, of course, by Amanda Randolph. This is Johnny Jacobs speaking.